Here we are. It's the last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the last matzos for 2017 or 5777. Who knows? Everybody's got their own ideas about what year it is, how we keep time. We've spent a week remembering. That's important. We've spent a week remembering coming out of sin, coming out of slavery, coming out of Egypt. And we're going to the promised land. We're the chosen people, the children of light. We're going to exist in His presence in the promised land. But how should we, as children of light, relate to a morally dark world? Scriptures relates, they relate to us some guidelines that we are to follow in order to maintain our faith and offer a positive impact to those around us. When we understand these guidelines, each of us can think through how to respond when different situations arise. Turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, and I'm going to start reading at verse 1. I know sometimes we can just jump in and pick and choose a scripture here and there, but I'm going to read for you and read along with me Ephesians chapter 5, chapter 1 through 21. It says, "Therefore, be imitators of Elohim as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Messiah also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to Elohim as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Messiah and Elohim. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of Elohim comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Master. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to Yahweh. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, 'Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Messiah will shine on you.' Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise. Make the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what we will of understand what the will of Yahweh is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to Yahweh, always giving thanks for all things in the name of Messiah Yeshua, to Elohim the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Messiah. Some, in attempting to relate to the lost, have become so much like the world in its attitude and behavior that there is no appreciable difference between them and worldly people. These folks emphasize Shaul's comments about becoming all things to all men. They try to minimize cultural differences. Often they play down certain biblical truths that are offensive to worldly people. When they do this, they compromise the evangel, dodging biblical morality, becoming like the world in its sinful aspects. Others overemphasize the need to be separate from this evil world by withdrawing from almost all contact with worldly people, worldly activities, and what they think is worldly appearance. The Amish, for example, they fear becoming contaminated with the ways of the world and withdraw to hold to their own ways. If we hold this view, we can no longer attempt to share the evangel with others because we may become contaminated. Messiah Yeshua stated the scriptural balance in his prayer in John 17:15-18, where he said, "I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world." We are to be in the world, but not of the world. One might think this is a little bit of an impossibility. Remember, Shaul dealt with this problem in very, very pagan environments. We are to walk as children of light in this dark world, exposing the deeds of darkness. Darkness symbolizes Hasatan's influence and the sinful deeds of those who do not obey Yahweh. It also represents the spiritual ignorance of those whose sin has blinded their eyes from the light of Yahweh's truth. Let's look at Ephesians again in chapter 4 this time, starting with verse 17. Ephesians 4, verse 17. "So this I say and affirm together with Yahweh, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, but in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of Elohim because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. But you did not learn Messiah in this way. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Yahshua, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of Elohim, has been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. Therefore, lay aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you, with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of that moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of Elohim, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as Elohim in Messiah also has forgiven you. Light demonstrates the knowledge of the truth that comes when Yahweh shines into our lives. In 2 Corinthians 4:6, it says, "For Elohim, who said, 'Light shall shine out of darkness,' is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Messiah. Light also pictures the holiness of Yahweh, who stands in unapproachable light. As believers, we are called to walk in the light, just as he himself is in the light, living with every area of our lives exposed to Yahweh. Don't think that we were in darkness and then we moved to light. We were darkness, and we are to become light. There's a difference. Some of us can say exactly when this change takes place, or when this change took place. You know that it took place because you know that Yahweh changed your heart. You were formerly darkness, but now you are light in Yahweh. That's Ephesians 5:8. To walk as children of light, you must be a child of light, one influenced by Yahshua's example and one that holds to Torah. If we walk as children of light, we will be good. That seems trite, but we will be good. Ephesians 5:9 parenthetically says, "For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness and righteousness and truth." Goodness is one of Yahweh's attributes. So to be good is to be like Yahweh. That's not trite at all. For us, goodness is a broad term for behavior that benefits others ahead of ourselves. A good person is concerned for the well-being of others, both physically and spiritually. Light takes time to develop. But over the years, children of light should be growing in all goodness. This refers to conformity to Yahweh's righteous standards, as set forth in His Word. A righteous person is upright before Yahweh and before others. He is just. Yeah. He is just in how he treats others. I know in this society we put a whole lot of weight on fairness. But being fair is not always being just. And Yahweh has called us to be just because Yahweh is just. Truth stands in contrast to the life of unbelievers who are deceived. Thus, we're to speak the truth in love, according to Ephesians 4:25. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. We are to be people of the Word, maintaining integrity in all things. We shouldn't have anything to hide because we walk in the light. We are people of truth. Ephesians 5:10 says, we prove our experience, we prove by our experience what is pleasing to Yahweh. So we do what pleases Yahweh, and we endeavor to find out what these things are that Yahweh is pleased by, and we do them. Romans 12:2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove that the will of Yahweh is, so that you may prove what the will of Yahweh is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. As our minds are renewed through Yahweh's word, we prove in our experience, by our experience, in our experience, we prove through our life, through the example that we put forward to other people, what it is that pleases Yahweh. We do not determine what pleases Yahweh by our own feelings or by what the world or other religious groups have to say or think. We don't even determine it by our own conscience. In that, our conscience may be improperly informed. Rather, we learn and what pleases Yahweh through growing to understand His Word. Using Yahshua as an example, we respond to those things that please Yahweh. Living to please Yahweh is a fundamental difference between a believer and an unbeliever. An unbeliever may be a good man and may even be somewhat righteous or upright, at least outwardly. He may be truthful, but he does not have the interest of others at heart. He does all of this out of selfish motives, for his own self-respect, or so that others will think highly of him. But only believers live to please Yahweh through Messiah Yeshua. We have a new personal relationship with the Creator of the universe. That should be awesome. We have a relationship with the creator of the universe.
Hallelujah.
Why don't we? That should just be overwhelming for all of us. We now evaluate everything we do when we have that relationship. Extending that question before every act that we do is, does this please Yahweh? Does this please the one who created me, who loved me, who redeemed me? So the first requirement for living in this dark world is to be children of light. And to walk as children of light, doing everything that pleases Yahweh. Ephesians 5:7 says, therefore, do not be partakers with them. Who's them? Oh, them refers to the sons of disobedience. That was in Ephesians 5:6. Who are under Yahweh's wrath. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18 says, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Do not be bound together with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness and lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness? Or what harmony has Messiah with Belial? Or what has a believer in common with an unbeliever? Or what agreement has the temple of Elohim with idols? For we are the temple of the living Elohim, just as Elohim said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. And I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says Yahweh, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says Yahweh Almighty. Ephesians 5:11 and 12 says, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. We shouldn't be interested in hearing gossip about the movie star's latest sexual escapades or talk like that. Such things should repulse us. Our lives, primarily, and our words, secondarily, should be used to expose the unfruitful deeds of darkness for what they are. Disgraceful sin in Yahweh's holy presence. Yahshua used this word, John 3:20, when he said, for everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. And he continues in 3:21 and he says, but he who practices the truth comes to the light so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in Yahweh. Isn't that magnificent to have your deeds wrought in Yahweh? In other words, by the obvious difference in how we live, our lives expose the sin of those that are engaging in unfruitful deeds of darkness. Ephesians 5:13 says, But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. If we're no different in our thinking, our attitude, our words, and our behavior, then those that do not know Messiah, we have no message to give them. If you profess to know Messiah, but you're not walking in the light, conforming your life to His word, then please, don't let unbelievers know that you claim to be a believer. If you're comfortable with your sinful lifestyle, you may not be a genuine believer. But whether you are or not, don't link the set-apart name of Yahweh with your disobedient lifestyle. If you're walking in the light, you can no longer join in the lifestyle of unbelievers. 1 Peter 4:3-5. For the time already past is sufficient for you to have carried out the desire of the Gentiles, having pursued a course of sensuality, lust, drunkenness, carousing, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In all this, they are surprised that you do not run with them into the same excess of dissipation. And they malign you, but they will give account to Him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. As you separate yourself from that kind of sinful lifestyle and live to please Yahweh with all goodness, righteousness, and truth, your set-apart life exposes the dirty lives of those around you. There are many guidelines for proper behavior for a believer in the world. Here are a few. You know, sometimes I hear people say how bad things are, and the speaker never says what to do about it. So, here are a few things you could do about it. You should not be best friends with an unbeliever once you have come to Messiah. Your deepest friendships must be with those that share in common a love for Yahshua Messiah and the things of Yahweh. For a believer to enter into a close friendship, business partnership, marriage with an unbeliever is to violate the clear direction that we see in 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. We just read that a little while ago. If you do not distance yourself from your former friends, those lawless friends, they will pull you back into your old way of life. I used to work in a prison. And I talked to the prisoners occasionally, and they sometimes ask me, you know, if I could give them any advice on how not to go back to prison once they were released. And the best advice I could give them outside of getting to know Yahweh through the Messiah was not to go back to where they came from. If you go back to your hometown, they're going to get you into trouble just like they did before. Yahshua was known as a friend of sinners. But he didn't hang out with them to have a good time. He came to seek and save that which was lost, according to Luke 19:10. He said he didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance in Luke 5:32. He kept a fine balance that is difficult to imitate. He maintained his set-apart nature, and yet he put sinners at ease so that they listen to his message. Light not only reveals sin, it also chases away darkness. So we can call on sinners to awake and arise, knowing that Yahweh may impart the power to obey, resulting in them becoming children of light, with Messiah shining on them. Yahshua said in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Now there's some direction. We must, of course, tell people the message of the gospel. But that message must be backed up with genuine concern for the whole person. If someone is hungry, feed him and tell him about the world to come. The fruit of the light consists in goodness, which means good deeds that show love for people. In that context, we are able to give verbal witness to the Gospels. How do you respond to dirty jokes? Or to someone who wants you to view pornography? Here's the principle. Be as bold in your witness for Messiah as the other person is in his solicitation to evil. If they are bold for Hasatan, why shouldn't you be just as bold for Messiah? Share your concern for him, that he's under Yahweh's condemnation, but that Yahshua offers him a full and free pardon if he will just repent, if he will make teshuvah, if he turns around, if he goes the other way. Are we to avoid subjects like sin, righteous living, and the coming judgment? Are we to focus on how to have a happy family, or how to do well in business, or how to overcome your addictions? I don't know. What are the other modern upbeat topics that they talk about so that everybody walks away from the weekly meeting feeling good about themselves? Are we not to expose the unfruitful deeds of darkness? So why? We don't want to expose them so we don't offend anyone? Tell them how much Yahweh loves them. Walk as a child of light, maintaining proper separation from the world and proper contact with the world. As you do, your set-apart life and words will expose the deeds of darkness. Some will awake and Messiah will shine on them as he has on you. Hallelujah.